is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Today marked the 18th consecutive day Phoenix recorded a temperature of 110 degrees or higher, and the area is expected to break the 1974 record tomorrow. Some residents are upset that their power was shut off. Arizona Power Company SRP said it was done to maintain underground electrical equipment. KPHO-TV's Jason Berry with Phoenix resident Jackie Scoville, who says she discovered the power outage was related to construction of new condos.
Neighbors want to know why the maintenance work and power outage weren't delayed until we're no longer experiencing such extreme heat.
Definitely, they could have waited till this heat wave was over. I don't see any emergency. They don't even look move-in ready yet, you know, and if nobody's living there, what the heck? You know, why leave us hanging out here in the heat?
Families have been heading to their local pools to beat the heat, but many facilities are struggling to stay open. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Lifeguard positions have been difficult to fill ever since the pandemic started.
Across the board, there is still a shortage, as there was last year.
Pete DeQuincy, head of lifeguard services here, says many water facilities are reducing their days or hours.
All over the place, they are running short on lifeguards.
Third-year guard Shelby Resnick thinks the problem is bigger than COVID. She says not enough young people are learning how to swim.
They're choosing to stay in and do other things rather than going out there and trying to help other people.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Hayward, California.
A Chinese e-retailer files a lawsuit accusing a rival of violating U.S. antitrust law in its dealings with the clothing manufacturers.
The lawsuit filed by Temu alleges that rival Shein, which has a $66 billion valuation, has abused its market power in trying to coerce manufacturers to shun Temu. This suit is on top of one filed last week by designers who allege Shein of repeatedly stealing artists' designs, as many as 6,000 a day, through a coordinated illegal operation. Susan Scafidi is with the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham University.
Shein has also been accused of sweatshops and wage theft in China.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot soars to $900 million. The winning numbers are 5, 8, 9, 17, 41, and the Powerball is 21. The one-time Powerball payout is $465 million. Russia is no longer going to allow ships to export grain from Ukraine, and CBS's Nancy Cordes with more.
Ukraine was a major exporter of wheat before the war, and this agreement had ensured that ships laden with grain could safely leave Ukrainian ports and traverse the Black Sea on their way to market.
Russia is blockading Ukraine's ports as part of the war. The White House is ruling out naval escorts for grain ships through the blockade. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? That's so cool. 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
That's so cool. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, let's start on a heated note on this Monday. We'll see how fired up people get, because people are getting fired up about this. And the amount of attention this gets compared to the instances that it is actually happening seems very, very, very out of whack.
Disproportionate.
But the question to lead off today's show, Monday, July 17th. Where does banning trans kids from playing sports fall on your priority list? Like, of all the things that you want politicians to be focused on and fixing, and the policies that affect a lot of people, where does these two new bills that were reintroduced in the Wisconsin legislature fall for you as far as addressing the real problems of our state?
Things that need to get fixed.
844-967-2789. Where does banning, or not even banning, addressing, I guess, because you could fall on either side of this. I know we have lots of listeners who fall on the side that we need to be protecting and being on the offensive as far as protecting LGBTQ kids. So I guess I'll change my words. Where does addressing the trans sports issue, or non-issue, I would argue, fall on your priority list as far as how much of a problem is it that it deserves this much attention? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And this is, I mean, this is kind of old news. It's kind of old news at this point, because this came down last Wednesday, and then we had very full shows, and the Rainbow Land and Melissa Temple, that story kind of surpassed talking about this. And I also assumed that this wasn't going away, and so we would have plenty of time to talk about it. But Wisconsin Republicans last week proposed two proposals that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level and in college. So the bills are authored by Republican Barbara, is it Dietrich?
Dietrich.
Dietrich. Thanks.
I think she is.
Yeah. From Oconomowoc, Dan Knodel from Germantown. And it would bar male and transgender female students from attending publicly funded K-12 schools, University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges from competing in sports designated for females. What it does do is create a third team, basically. It would require schools and campuses to designate athletic teams or sports as falling into one of three categories. based on the sex of the participating pupils, male, female, or co-ed. And I feel like there's probably a separate conversation of the viability of a third co-ed team and how many, like, would there be enough capacity? Like, would there be enough people to play? And how many people would choose to play on a co-ed team if that was actually an option? And I think that's a viable conversation to have of, you know, I had a short-lived time on a co-ed intramural basketball team in college.
Oh, really?
I broke my elbow playing, so it was short-lived because I stupidly tried to take a charge from a guy who was much bigger than me and landed on my elbow. And then I still got the charge, though. I mean, I got the block, and he didn't get the charge, which both my brother, my dad, and my boyfriend at the time were like, what the hell are you doing taking a charge in a co-ed IM league game? I was like, I am competitive. But separately, my question, because in this same report on the bills that were introduced, written by Tyler Katzenberger for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, once again, I've yet to hear of a single case of this in Wisconsin. We talk about Leah Thomas a lot. We talk about, there's obviously right now things going on with bathrooms and younger children. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but as far as
numbers,
this feels like making laws for problems that aren't actually there. And even on her own spring survey, so this was a couple weeks ago, Barbara Dittrich on Twitter posted her spring survey of her biennial spring questions of what do you care about? As legislatures, this was the question to her constituents. As legislatures work on the 2023 to 2025 budget, what are the top three priorities that should be in the two-year spending plan? Now, she posted this because she wanted to make a point about cutting taxes. Because number one, at 34%, fixing roads and bridges. Fix the damn road. Still number one.
Yep.
Number two, cutting taxes at 25%. Investing in K-12 schools, 20%. Economic development, 13%. Invest in higher education, 7%. Expanding welfare, 2%. Nowhere on that list is girls' sports. And yet, this is the bill she's asking for more co-sponsors with. So my question is, not the what should we do? Because I do agree that the public is far from decided on this issue.
Right.
And there is a lot more complexity, because when you're talking about 10-year-olds who haven't hit puberty yet, I was a lot taller than all the boys in my grade. And I think I was actually better at basketball than most of them at 10. By the time I was 17?
Not so much.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But so it's like the level of competition, the age, puberty, scholarships, like there are so many more things than just black and white, you can, you can't. So I'm not asking that. I'm asking as far as like the prioritization people. Like, why is this beyond the obvious of it fires people up? 844-967-2789.
Tom from LA is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. First off, we, the people, that means all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Wisconsin is made up of all small towns. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. My dad was a head football coach. I played all sports, went on to college to play sports.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing. And you know what? First off, I was scared to death to even come out of the closet. So that's number one. And number two, when you have these small towns that are 10 and 20,000 and 40,000, and I think Eau Claire might be 40,000 and Green Bay is 97,000. Don't worry, people. There aren't that many transgender people in your community.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't that many gay people. Truthfully, in your community, except for the fact that now they feel that they actually have a safe place to come out. Whereas, you know, when you're growing up in those small towns, you are more afraid of you straight people finding out this one piece of information about you that may, that might make someone quote unquote hate you, than you are about coming out of the closet.
Yep.
Now, if you want to have a problem with transgender and all of this stuff, then you better get on the Discovery Channel, which is a private corporation, by the way, and tell them to quit doing shows with transgender people on them, or young kids with transgender people on them. Or you better start going in and go to Florida and tell people like DeSantis, you know, things like don't say gay bills. Well, when you say don't say gay bills, the kids are going to ask, what is gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't we just say love everyone? Why can't we just do what was the Judeo-Christian, the figure Jesus Christ, whatever you want to say, that was love all the children, love all the people. Doesn't matter, black, white, we don't judge. He even said about Mary Magdalene, don't throw first those that have cast the first stone. You know, that whole saying.
Tom, but that, so that's so, Tom, that's...
People. They don't care.
That's so New Testament of you, though, Tom. It's just very New Testament
I know,
of you.
They're not into the Christian Bible. They kind of into that Old Testament.
They kind of like the old stuff, you know, the smiting.
They
and,
really do.
You know, there's more of an embrace, I think, for the old
yes,
version.
Exactly. And I would recommend everyone to watch a movie on Netflix. It's called El Dorado. It's really kind of history repeating itself again in terms of what minority groups they went after first, and then little by little went after more minority groups, and before you know it was underwater and there was nobody to protect anybody. But it's called El Dorado.
Is it a documentary or a narrative?
Yeah, it's like a documentary for an hour and 30 minutes, and it's why the Nazis hate this group of people. So it's pretty interesting.
Good to know. Thanks,
right.
thanks for the call,
so
as always,
but,
Tom. We are discussing not so much your opinion on whether or not, because that keeps being the topic of whether you think trans kids should play sports with which team or not. Where is this on the priority list?
Right.
As far as things that actually should be addressed? Because officials from high school and college sports said that this bill, these two different bills that were introduced last week in Wisconsin, would directly affect very few, if any, athletes. So I'm just complaining that we continue to make and introduce bills and try to pass into law things that affect very few people. And this is on the heels of this other headline. Wisconsin Republicans ban race-based hiring in local government. It's already been illegal for 50 years. It affects nothing. And so I'm asking you, not should we or shouldn't we, but where does this fall on your priority list? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up
up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, The Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 54. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 59. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. On 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Record-setting heat continues coast to coast with no cool-off in sight. In Phoenix, it's been 18 straight days of 110-degree temps. Justice Center helps the homeless. Director Gene Scheinhardt.
In addition, we provide a safe day room for our members, our clients, our members, where they can get a shower, two or three meals a day, nurse services, a computer room. And this is a safe destination for them.
Russia is suspending the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which could raise food prices all over the world. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The White House warns that Russia's suspension of this grain deal will worsen food insecurity and harm millions of people around the world. In fact, the White House says they're already seeing a spike in global wheat prices.
You're feeling lucky. The jackpot for tonight's Powerball is about 900 mil. The numbers, 589-1741. The Powerball, 21. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
folks, I tell you this much. The Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing. You can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They got to work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
This summer, it's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.HalfOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 54. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 59. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK. This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.